And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We're going to start in Union County, North Carolina. A high school senior wanted to paint his parking spot with an American flag and his name. The school told him no. This was Marvin Ridge High's first year letting seniors decorate their own spaces, and it may well be the last, because when the boy's mother asked why the design was rejected, the answer she got was that the American flag might actually offend someone. Now, the young man is enlisting in the military. He's about to spend his adult life defending the flag his school decided is too dangerous for a parking space. After the story went viral, the principal circled back with a tidier explanation that driving over the flag could be seen as disrespectful. But the family says the original email said nothing about disrespect. It just said offending. And now to the airlines, where Trump derangement syndrome has apparently reached cruising altitude. West Palm Beach recently renamed its airport after President Trump and United Airlines quietly told its agents that passengers upset about landing at a facility bearing that name could switch to a different flight. When Fox Business asked about it, United insisted the memo was, quote, poorly worded and not accurate, and that you can't change a ticket over an airport's name, and yet the same memo instructs agents to offer these travelers an acceptable alternative. So the policy doesn't exist, except for the part where they wrote it down and told everyone to follow it. Our neighbors south of the border are having their own trouble with reality. Mexico issued a travel advisory warning its citizens that visiting the United States could expose them to lettuce contaminated with fecal matter, the same lettuce that turned up in Taco Bell's and Walmart's nationwide. Just one wrinkle, though. The company at the center of it is a California distributor, and the lettuce it distributes is grown in Mexico. The FDA never even named the distributor. It simply traced the contamination back to Mexican farms, so Mexico is warning its own people to avoid America over food that Mexico grew and Mexico contaminated. That takes a special kind of confidence, doesn't it? Maybe confidence is not the word. Anyway, back home, Paul Pelosi is in the news again, this time facing misdemeanor charges after prosecutors say the 86-year-old struck a legally parked car in California, stopped briefly, and then simply drove off. No one was hurt, and for once, he wasn't accused of drinking, which leaves the less flattering explanation that he's just genuinely an alarming driver. He's also charged with an illegal turn, and he's due in court next month. You may remember his 2022 drunken driving conviction, for which he served all of 2 days. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.